Deseret News. I'm John Scott. In Manhattan, a shooter wearing a mask and a backpack shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The suspect remains at large. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The full investigative efforts of the New York City Police Department are well underway, and we will not rest until we identify and apprehend the shooter in this case.
A $10,000 reward being offered. Commissioner Tisch says this was not a random shooting.
Every indication is that this was a premeditated, pre-planned, targeted attack. Millions of people will be enjoying the tree lighting tonight, among other holiday events, and the NYPD will be out there with them, keeping them safe.
United Health Group, the insurance arm of the healthcare giant, was scheduled to have its annual meeting with investors in New York City. Also in New York, jurors asking to review police and bystander video at the heart of the subway chokehold manslaughter case against Daniel Penny. That request came during a second day of deliberations. Penny's lawyers say his actions were justified. His defense maintains he was justified in acting to protect fellow subway riders from Justin Neely believing the man was about to hurt someone. Also at SRNews.com, Donald Trump reportedly considering Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to replace Pete Hegseth.
The Wall Street Journal first reported the news, followed by other news organizations. People familiar with the matter say the Trump transition team is growing concerned about Hegseth's path to Senate confirmation. The former Fox News host faces a series of allegations, including drunken misbehavior and sexual misconduct.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. On Wall Street, the Dow up 184 points. This is SRN News. Bible sales are up.
According to data from Circana BookScan, purchase of the scriptures surged 22% in the first 10 months of this year, compared to a 1% increase for book sales overall. Nearly 14 million Bibles have been bought by Americans so far in 2024, and some clergymen think it has to do with anxiety over things such as the economy and global conflicts. In fact, the Bible is a bestseller virtually every year, but the 2024 surge is attracting attention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of major corporations have opted to abandon the LGBT agenda lately, and experts say many more likely to do so now that President Trump is returning to office. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies, especially federal contractors. This is SRN News. Senator Joe Manchin calling on President Biden to pardon Donald Trump.
The independent West Virginia senator told CNN now that President Biden has pardoned his own son, he should also pardon President-elect Donald Trump. He says his advice to Biden would have been, quote, "Why don't you go ahead and pardon Donald Trump for all his charges?" Trump made history in 2024 by becoming the first former president to become a convicted felon and, as a convicted felon, to run for and win re-election. Bob Agner reporting.
The District of Columbia alleging in a lawsuit that Amazon secretly stopped providing its fastest delivery service to residents who live in two predominantly black neighborhoods in the city. The district says the online retail nonetheless still charged residents millions of dollars for the service that provides speedy deliveries. The complaint was filed in the District of Columbia Superior Court. It revolves around Amazon's Prime membership service. More details at SRNnews.com.